Editor's note. Barry Today has asked council candidates in neighboring Springwater and Isa townships to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Francis Horgan, who is running for council in Springwater Township in Ward 1. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. My plan for business. Asterisk because help is still needed to recover from the pandemic, propose a freeze on property taxes for 2023. Asterisk incentives to bring new and different businesses and industry into Ward 1 and not take away from hardworking businesses that are already here. Asterisk bring jobs to our community so that our children can stay and have a local place to work. My plan for seniors. Asterisk propose a freeze for property taxes in 2023. Asterisk work with BIA for discounts from local businesses. Asterisk work out a strategy similar to the town of Innisfil to bring ride-sharing services, such as Lyft or Uber, to Ward 1. Asterisk coordinate with EDHS to set up a program for students to help with snow removal and yard work for seniors in exchange for community service hours. My plan for families. Asterisk propose a freeze on property taxes for 2023. Asterisk work with private daycare providers and the province to implement the $10 per day rate for childcare. Asterisk arrange a cooperation with a public service group, e.g. YMCA, to implement new activities for families and children. My plan for our entire community. Asterisk continue working with Simcoe County Housing to help establish more affordable housing in Springwater Township. Asterisk collaborate with Huronia West OPP to improve community safety, deter car break-ins, and vandalism of commercial and residential property. Asterisk propose and plan an annual summer music festival featuring local artists in multiple community venues. Asterisk propose and plan an annual winter carnival and or township-wide ball hockey tournament. About me. I was born and raised in this community. I am a graduate of Our Lady of Lourdes Elementary School and Mvale District High School. I also attended Georgian College in the business program and, later, the security program. Since 1987, I have been employed by a wide variety of businesses located here in Mvale, including Source for Sports, with Tim Belcourt, Watson Sports and Sears Depot, Jim Watson, and, of course, the Palace Tavern. My brother, Sean, and I had dreamed of purchasing the Palace Tavern and running it together. After his accidental death in 2002, I forged ahead and realized our dream, purchasing the Palace myself in 2003.